come and show it to Lord. Thank you again, Father, just for strength of marriage, blending of talents. Thank you for a season of maturity, a season of stepping into fulfillment of things that you've seen. Both of you have had a lot of vision in the Lord individually, where you've seen things and you've seen things, and you've even talked about those things. You've talked about things you'd like to do together, and I just, particularly with you, there's been a hesitancy, a waiting, almost like, would Jesus please come? You know, could the dove come down? And I can hear the Father say, you know, this is my beloved Son, and, you know, and sure. Have it come down. Well, this is a season that you're entering into, where you're going to have a sense that you are hearing the Lord say, Tom, step forward, step forward, step forward, and do the things that I've really given you vision for, that I've given you a heart to do. God's going to shine light on your path. You're going to know where to step. There's not going to be places of uncertainty for you, and you're going to have a very strong voice in sharing the things that you're seeing and that you're saying, and you're going to trust the Lord that in the same way that the Jews said of Jesus, you know, he doesn't teach like the scribes and Pharisees do. He teaches as one that has authority, that in these things that you're seeing, you're going to be able to speak that with the sense that you have authority because you know that you've heard what the Lord is saying, and that you can step forward into those things, okay? And so there's going to be a boldness and a strength and a confidence that's going to step forward in you, because this really is a time where you guys have stepped into the water a lot, you've stepped out a lot, you've done things, and yet things haven't materialized for you the way that you wanted them to materialize, the way you thought. That you are entering quickly into a time when this is the season you're going to be able to step forward into those things. Amen. And see those things come into maturity. There is going to be understanding for both of you as you step forward. You're going to see, and you're going to be in agreement. If you are not in agreement, you need to be very leery of the direction you're hearing, and you need to ask again, because God has joined you guys together. He's given you both great strength, great gifting, great ability to lead and build. You have a tremendous discipling capacity within you. You relationally relate to people very strongly. You know Jesus. You know what you believe. You have a compassionate heart, and you minister into people's hearts, and you are tender with people's hearts. You don't rush them too quickly into the things that, you know, just because you see it doesn't mean you make everybody go there. But you have an ability, you're going to have an ability to walk with people and to do those kinds of things. You're going to step into that. But there needs to be agreement as you guys move forward in hearing, because the Lord is going to give you that you're going to both know, and you're going to both be able to walk forward. Okay? The calling forth and the prophetic and the seeing of those kinds of things, in a lot of ways, Jody, you're going to really step out and have clear prophetic words. The growth I've seen in you as an individual, and I can say this, I think, in honor in the Lord, the succinctness, the clarity, the strength of what you're prophesying is really, really, really good, and it has really come to a place of clarity and maturity and grace in people's lives. There's going to come a fieriness, though, again, into the things that you prophesy. There's a reforming quality to your life and a reforming quality to your ministry, and you're going to see things in the Lord. And so there's going to be this kind of tension between some of the things that you do. You're both builders, but he's the silver hammer, and you're just a little tougher than that. And so you're going to bring places where there's inaccuracy, where you see things that are not being built accurately, where you see doctrine even that's inaccurate, where you see God's going to give you grace to speak into those things with real strength and with real prophetic unction and clarity in people's lives. And so there's going to be, you guys are going to end up being kind of reformers in the body of Christ, because you're going to bring an accurate picture of Christ, and you're going to bring an accurate building. And you already do both understand that Jesus is your life, that he has given you a life. And I know I say that, and I don't even have to define it to you, because you guys just get it. And you're going to help other people walk into those places, okay? But you will cut across grains with people, because you're going to be coming against religious spirits and religious attitudes and religious mindsets. And you need to trust the Lord that you're not going to lose your mind in it, or you're not even going to lose your temper in it, but there's going to be a place where you're going to be able to stand in quiet dignity. And whenever there's a pushback towards you, you need to not take those things personally. You need to just be able to let those things go. He does that better than you.
Okay.
Because you get on the war path, but you need to recognize even now that in some of those places where there's a pushback, that it's not against you, and God's going to give you even grace to have a gentle word that's going to turn wrath, and it's going to be part of the witness of the reality of Christ and the accuracy of the thing God has given you to say. Okay? So I really do see you guys stepping forward and entering in, and you in a way even different than her, because really Jody has recognized the grace and the call in her life in a way where she's entered in, and you have had it, but there's this is the start for you in a new way where you're going to give yourself permission to be that really mighty man of God that God's called you to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Anyway,
great.
That's what I hear.
Awesome.
So, you guys are great. Thank you. This was good.
Well, it was outstanding.
Yeah, the people we know were really, a couple of people said, oh my gosh.
Well, good. Praise the Lord.
There's always the accuracy.